What do you see in your crystal ball for the next 48, 72 hours?
Starting off with a little bit of a rain, snow, sleet mix, especially on the north and west side of the Atlanta metro area. In most of the area and points south, it's rain, a cold rain, but definitely rain for now. We're not really expecting a whole lot in the way of impacts in the metro area this morning. North Georgia, north of the metro area, we'll probably see a few more impacts, especially once the snow starts to stick. Probably around sunrise on Wednesday, sunrise to around noon is when it'll start transitioning in the metro to make metro Atlanta to make an area to a rain, freezing rain, and then freezing rain mix. It may switch back over to rain briefly in the afternoon, but not for a large portion of the area. Back to freezing rain as it cools down again Wednesday night, and then ending as maybe a little bit of snow towards Thursday morning. So with that said, that doesn't maybe sound as bad as it actually is. It's going to be a storm of potentially historic proportions. We are looking for snowfall totals in the northeast Georgia mountains of 6 to 8 inches, possibly a little bit more in some areas. In the Atlanta metro area, we could see 1 to 2 inches of snow, but the bigger impact will be from the ice, where we could see between a quarter and a half inch of ice in the metro area. Point east along the I-20 corridor, we are looking at 3/4 of an inch of ice. It is possible that we could see upwards of an inch out towards the Augusta area. Down towards Macon, we're looking at generally 1/4 to possibly up to 1/2 inch of ice, but mainly 1/4 of an inch of ice. Further south, at Columbus towards Cordial, just basically a light glaze. So the main impacts from ice are generally from the I-85 corridor to the I-16 corridor, that wedge from Atlanta east towards Augusta. And again, these could be some crippling, devastating ice storm totals. We are very concerned about this area, so people need to make their plans today and do not get out on the roads on Wednesday unless absolutely necessary. You got to leave the roads clear for the road crews to do their thing. Luckily, it'll warm up on Thursday a little bit, so hopefully a good portion of it will melt, but in the meantime, we could have some widespread power outages, all sorts of problems. So we're going to be keeping a very, very, very close eye on it, but again, we are looking at a storm of potentially historic proportions.
I guess as far as Tuesday is concerned, this is literally the calm before the storm.
Yes, except for in extreme north Georgia, where they could see some snowfall totals starting today. But for the metro area, yeah, calm before the storm.
Anything else we didn't go over? Anything else you'd like to add?
Everybody has got to prepare today. This is a big, big, big deal. So they need to get their act together today and do whatever they need to do, whatever shopping. Make sure your gas tank is full, things like that. They need to take care of all that today.
All right. Thanks for your time.